Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies of March 9th until the 16th as we move through some very big Pisces energies and approach the Virgo full moon on March 18th. Now, over this next week, we don't have a lot of transiting energies in the cosmos. In fact, it's a rather quiet week where we only have Mercury entering Pisces on March 9th, followed by the Sun conjunct Neptune on March 13th. So those are really the only transiting energies over the next week. But we also have Pluto moving to 28 degrees, which is a new degree point that Pluto has not approached or entered yet. And as Pluto continues through Capricorn, especially to new degree points, this does open up new energies. So we have some very interesting things happening right now where we have the intense Pisces focus, but then we also have Mars, Venus, and Saturn in Aquarius, Pluto entering new territory at 28 degrees of Capricorn, and the Sun continuing through nebulous Pisces energies. So it's a very interesting energy signature that we'll be discussing in today's podcast episode, which I hope supports you and resonates with you and what you're moving through at this time. One of the beautiful gifts of astrology is that it can be very validating of what you're moving through, what you're experiencing, what you're feeling. It can remind you that it's not personal. It can show you more of an objective viewpoint of what may be coming up and what might be coming through for you. And in this podcast, the astrology I focus on is more about the energetics that we're moving through, the intuitive energies that we're opening up to, as well as the spiritual growth that is available to us. And all of that is particularly emphasized right now with this very strong Pisces theme, where Pisces is about completions, endings, letting things go, being able to be okay with however something played out, whatever unfolded, whatever transpired, finding a peace with that, finding the ability to allow it to teach you something that is good for you energetically, good for your soul, and good for your ongoing human experiences. Meaning, I feel like with the strong energy in Pisces, as we have Jupiter, the Sun, and Neptune all in Pisces, plus Mercury entering Pisces on March 9th, where it will only stay there for 2 weeks until March 27th. We have this energetic support from the universe to just be able to let things be complete, to let it go, to drop the heaviness, to drop anything that is no longer in resonance with more of who you are now. And how I'm feeling this energy, it actually feels quite sparkly, and I'm seeing it as energizing our light bodies. Energies coming in to fortify us with more light because of what you've cleared away, ended, moved through, healed, what you've accepted, what you've forgiven, where you've been able to soften to yourself. Just allow yourself to be in this human experience and to remove any of those expectations, mental pressures, things that maybe you think you should have done by now. Of course, we grow up with that programming in our lives where we think at certain ages or certain milestones we'll have accomplished certain things or be in a certain place in our life. And as we step into more of our soul mission and our unique, authentic energy, all of that programming tends to fall away. It falls away, perhaps even surprisingly, where you understand you are your own energy vessel. You are on your own path. You are following your own energy. And that's going to look different than everybody else. And it's going to look different than the programming that we were taught or that we thought we had to adhere to. So this very strong Pisces energy can allow you to let go of anything that you've been holding yourself to that no longer energizes you. It doesn't feel loving or kind to yourself, especially if it feels punishing or if it feels like there's things that are no longer even in resonance with who you are and where you're going next. It's going to be easier to let all that go and to allow all that to energetically dissolve from your energy field. And that can be something that you've been feeling. It could even be emphasized right now where there's things that you're no longer attached to, you're no longer holding on to, You can feel the opening. You can feel your energy opening up and saying, I'm ready for whatever is next, whatever that might be. And you could feel the shifts in your mental processes, especially with Mercury entering Pisces. You could feel it emotionally. You could feel it as something that you didn't even realize you were holding on to or that was even in your energetic space. And we can have those hidden pockets, if you will, in our energy, places where our shadow resides, places where our insecurities hang out, you know, our triggers, the things that we're working on throughout our lifetime still is in our energy field. But you might feel that it is softening and loosening, clearing out, like it doesn't feel as heavy or as intense. And in fact, the image that's coming to mind as I say this is that the other day I had to get up on a ladder and get something out of the gutters on my house. And I'm pulling this debris out and I'm like, what's going on here? What have we got here? And it was all this hidden debris. And I thought, well, this is really fascinating because this is what we're clearing out, is the stuff we didn't know was hanging out there. So I cleared out a portion of my gutters, which then allows the water to flow more freely, of course. So that's the type of energy cleansing this is, where there could be little pockets of things that come up that you feel are hanging around. Again, it could just hang out in your head. It could be something in your emotional body, also in your physical body, your spiritual self, any part of your energy. You could be in touch with some of these little parts of yourself that you're just ready to clear out and dissolve. And that's part of this grand letting go, because I'm feeling that this energy, not only is it so strong right now with the Jupiter and Neptune energies, both in Pisces, both the rulers of Pisces, there's something else here during Pisces season that we're clearing out across your soul's journey, across lifetimes of themes and patterns and things that your energy has experienced, even if you don't mentally understand it, especially things from other timelines, other lifetimes. There's like this sense of whatever has been traveling with you, you're now able to consciously dissolve it. And then this allows for a new co-creation to occur. Because as you visualize something dissolving, something energetically leaving you, we know that energy always takes a new form. It transmutes into something else. So there is this big theme of transcendence right now, where we're rising up and we're allowing things to dissolve so that they can come together in a new form and meet you in that new energy. So it's almost like this beautiful new co-creation process is underway, but it can feel like there's a lot you're just clearing out, letting go of, not even sure what's happening at times, not even sure what's going on, and yet you're feeling it intensely. And this could even feel like it's right on time for you in some portion of your life, especially, of course, where you're experiencing these Pisces energies. So last week we had the Sun conjunct Jupiter in Pisces, which was exact on March 5th. Now the Sun is traveling in between Jupiter and Neptune, two significant outer planets in Pisces, and the Sun is moving to make an exact conjunction to Neptune on March 13th. And I'm seeing this as the Sun in Pisces is carrying energy that is important for you to continue to transmute. So if something came up or came through when the Sun was conjunct Jupiter, and this could have been very strong Pisces themes and ideals, these could have been new things that you're realizing, like it's coming through. Maybe it's surprising and unexpected, but it's even something that I feel so many of you are connecting with the higher realms of Pisces because of everything that you're aware of, everything you've moved through on your spiritual path. So that means you're connecting with something that might be the next stage, a new possibility, something you want that you're moving towards, that you want to create and experience next, even though it might not feel like it's time. There's things coming through. We're receiving these transmissions and these downloads, and that could have felt strongly emphasized here as we've moved through Pisces season. But I feel like it's also big shifts, like really big shifts that we're moving through, and that as the Sun approaches an exact conjunction to Neptune in Pisces, there's going to be even a more significant shift that's better for your soul's growth and what you're ready to open up to. Now, Neptune in Pisces is very powerful, very strong. This is energy we've been working with since 2011, and it's energy that we're understanding is supporting our overall spiritual expansion. But Neptune is the energy of letting go. And I often see it as that beautiful violet flame of transmutation, where you can take one thing and transmute it into another in a higher energy. And this is a beautiful way to work with any of those lower expressions of Pisces themes and elevate them in yourself. So if you've been feeling anything has been weighing you down, maybe you've been procrastinating, raise your hand if during Pisces season you're procrastinating on doing your taxes. You know, there could be something here that you're pushing off. You're just not feeling it. You're not having the energy or the flow for it yet. There could also be things here that you're revisiting around anything that was discouraging or disappointing, whether that was recently or whether that was across multiple lifetimes. That's really how big this is, where the themes we've held and worked with as part of our spiritual growth across multiple lifetimes, all of that's coming up as well. All of that might be happening, you might be feeling it, and it can be hard to understand it logically. It can be hard to rationally wrap your head around it or even pinpoint it, but you feel it and it's big. And I feel like as that sun moves towards the energy of Neptune, that's where you can consciously transmute the energy into a place of higher love for yourself. And that's what we can focus on when we have these intense Pisces energies, is we look at, am I loving myself? Am I accepting myself? Am I being compassionate enough with myself? And what does that even mean? What does that even look like? Because these are words that we can throw around and put out there, especially in the spiritual world where some of these things just become jargon over time, where you hear it so much and you're like love and light and namaste and people just throw out these words. But this is about understanding, what does this really mean to you? Because when you're really feeling it and absorbing this energy in its highest vibration, you're going to feel the shift in multiple layers of your energy. So for example, when you're truly focused on forgiveness of yourself, something that you're forgiving yourself for, you're allowing yourself to see it as a lesson, something that you needed to experience or move through to understand more of your energy, understand more of your power, understand your choices. When you see it from that higher vantage point of, this is how it played out, I did the best I could with who I was, what I knew about my energy. What a beautiful lesson. What a beautiful opportunity for me to learn more about myself, more about how I want to move through this energy next time, and knowing that I will. And I allow myself to just be okay with my humanness, with my expectations or my perceived mistakes, because in the higher realms, spirit doesn't see mistake. Source energy doesn't see anything as a mistake. It sees it as energetic expression. So there's energies you've been moving through and expressing, and as you've raised your consciousness around it, you see it in a different way. And the point of that is to then be more loving to yourself, more accepting, and allow that energy to be absorbed in your being. Because what also shifts is not only do we change this for ourselves mentally and emotionally, which can be the first places that we look for change or we feel or sense change, but it starts to change your body. Your body consciousness shifts. You start to feel different. You start to feel lighter. You could feel more movement, more things ready to flow within you. And that's because of how you've deeply shifted something within yourself at a cellular level, and you've lightened your own load, so to speak. You've allowed yourself to transmute that energy, and it changes how you feel. So these are some of the beautiful gifts of Pisces season, where we continue to soften to ourselves, because the truth is, there's a lot of ways we can harden to ourselves. We can be very hard about how we approach life at times, whether that is being in a very shielded or guarded ego state, whether that is wanting to self-protect in some capacity. Perhaps there's something that has hardened you in terms of your interactions with people and how safe you feel in showing up. And that's one thing too, is that we're looking for safety. The safety to be ourselves, to be heard, to be seen, to be loved, that requires openness and vulnerability. That also requires a softening and a letting down of our own self-created fences or anything you've put up, any of those walls or barriers. And this Pisces energy wants to soften all of that and remind you how beautifully divine you are, that spirit sees you as this gorgeous vessel of energy, and that you're always safe in the spiritual realms. Because part of this human experience is that we come in to these human bodies and we're on this earth plane, and there are things that we start to develop around that energy of self-protection, how you feel safe, how you show up, how you demonstrate who you are, your gifts, all of that. And this is a time to reinforce your connection to source, because what you'll feel is a huge download of safety and security in your own energy field when you ask for it, when you're seeking that out, when you want to receive that. Because this Pisces energy also reminds us that we are more than this earthly physical plane, and that we travel with the divine. We are sparks of the divine. But what does that mean, right? Like, that can just sound like more spiritual jargon. But what it means is that we have these beautiful opportunities right now as we move out of the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius to really stand in our sovereignty, our self-knowingness, a sense of this is who I am, and it's beautiful. Beautifully perfect, even as I'm learning more about myself and understanding more of who I am in my own individual energy field that's always connected to source, to spirit, to my guides, beings of light, many, many energy sources. That's what we are essentially reprogramming. We're reprogramming away from the age of Pisces, which is where we were taught, told, and programmed that the source was always outside of us, that you had to go to a spiritual leader, you had to go to a special place of prayer or a special destination in order to connect with the divine. But we are reclaiming our own sovereign power of being vessels of the divine. And that is what has been awakening within us in very significant ways, but continues to do so as we move through these strong Pisces energies. So all of this can feel like you're in between places at times. You're in between timelines. You're in between experiences. I feel like, again, so many of you have done so much work that you're already on the other side of so many things in your own journey. Like, you're not at any starting point per se. You're so much further along, and that's why it's new. That's why it feels different. You could also feel like you've cleared out so much. Like, there's so much you've healed, you've moved past, you've learned about yourself, you know your energy more, and you're really feeling stronger in that, more confident in that. That could be a new experience for you at a soul level. Rising confidence could be new for you. Understanding who you are could be new for you. Loving and accepting yourself in a whole new way could be part of what's new for you. And these are, of course, the higher vibrations of Pisces that I think are very important to nourish, develop, and focus on, because we've been lifted out of so many other energetic experiences. And so this goes back to what I'm feeling around how the light body is being beautifully supported and newly encoded with higher neutrinos now. Like, these energies are coming through to support us in connecting to our light. And I see the light body as bigger than the physical body within the aura, and something that we are more in contact with than ever before. And it can feel like a lightness in your own beingness, a lightness in your energy field that is more readily present and available. And it's something that you can even sense that is working with your body consciousness. And that is the energy that your body holds, because our bodies are these very dynamic, intricate, complex energies of various systems. And the body consciousness is receiving this energy shift as well. So it's a very big time, and it could feel like you just feel different and you don't know why. You just feel the shifts, but you can't quite explain them or put them into words. And that is a beautiful affirmation of how far you've come, as well as how much further you're capable of going. Because we're designed to keep going, to keep moving forward, to keep advancing, and we're beautifully supported in that at this time. Now, over this next week, we also have Pluto moving to 28 degrees of Capricorn on March 10th, and Pluto will stay there into late July. Pluto will actually station retrograde on April 30th and then travel back to 27 degrees and into 26 degrees later the middle of this year. But this is significant because whenever Pluto moves to a new degree point, there's a new opening up of soul growth energies. New evolutionary energies are opening up because that is the domain of Pluto. Pluto transforms us, makes permanent changes in our consciousness and in our energy. Pluto is all about looking at what no longer empowers you and how it's time to make changes about that, ready or not. This is where the energy can be very deep and intense, and there's things that you can just feel, like you just have a sense of the energetic life force of the cosmos is speaking to you and directing you into new potentials and areas of growth. So as much as we know Pluto as being the destroyer and creating destruction, that is really for a beautiful purpose in the higher realms, where we understand that it's permanently changing energies that no longer connect with what we need or what serves us at this time. So as Pluto moves to that 28 degree point, it opens up new potentials. Now keep in mind, Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2009 and will start to enter Aquarius in 2023. In fact, in 1 year, in March 2023, Pluto enters Aquarius for the first time. Then it will go back and forth at that final degree points of Capricorn before moving into Aquarius, where it will stay for a number of years. But what I'm feeling specifically around this energy is that you could have a sense of more of your purpose, more of what you're here to do on the planet, more of what is true for you, your soul mission, what you're ready to contribute to, and how to do it your own way. And this is what I feel is very cool about the energies between Capricorn and Aquarius. So Capricorn would be about our traditional programming around work, like where you think you have to do certain things to get a job, to spend your days and create a life for yourself. So a traditional work trajectory, if you will, where Capricorn wants you to go to school, get the skills, get a job, show up at the desk, repeat, repeat, repeat in order to accomplish your own professional objectives. But what is happening here is that as Pluto has been moving through Capricorn, we've all been thinking about, what does work mean to me? What is this really about? What is it about my energy in the professional world that feels satisfying? Is this the correct industry, the correct job, the correct passion? And Pluto is showing us where we're not fulfilled, where something is ready to shift and change, because those traditional models of work no longer connect with our energy fields. And so after Capricorn, you have Aquarius, and Aquarius is about doing things differently. It's the entrepreneur. It's setting out on a new path, doing something your own way, really understanding your own individual needs and expressions and what you want to do about it in the world at large. So we have all these energies that we are looking at, and we're really considering, what does work mean to me, and how does it apply to my soul mission? How does it apply to what I'm doing here on the planet? And is this truly the best use of my energy every day from 9 to 5? So we've had bigger questions working within us, and we're seeing the transition. I've mentioned before how this Pluto in Capricorn is about the great resignation, where you have so many people leaving their jobs. It's also been opening up the online experience of more Zoom calls for work, more ways that we connect through technology, because Saturn in Aquarius is showing us what can be done, what is possible next, what we can start and move towards that is better for each of us individually. So as Pluto in Capricorn has been bringing up these deeper questions around work, even your work-life balance, even looking at, am I working too much? Am I getting enough downtime? Am I taking a break? Am I allowing my vacation time to just go to waste? We then have the Saturn in Aquarius that's saying, okay, well, this is what you can do about it. This is where you can go next that might be a better fit, that might work with your needs, that might be better for your individual energy and your gifts. So I believe we're going to have more of that energy coming forward, and we're going to see even more people stepping into what they want to do on this planet, what they're believing is their soul mission. And I feel like there's a strong activation for so many of you who are light workers, star seeds, healers. Like, you've really been holding a lot of energy and maybe you didn't know where to go. Because I feel like also so many can feel like orphans. Like, you're just like, well, what do I do with these talents? Or what do I do with this skill set? What do I do with this business idea? How do I use this professionally? How do I make money on it? And that could be your current focus and priority as you're reestablishing a life or a business that is truer for you. And that's also why so many starseeds and lightworkers are on the planet now, because this is the lifetime where you're stepping more fully into your gifts. And you can use this Pisces energy that we talked about to allow the old things to transmute, to allow yourself to flow forward into the new starts or the next places you want to go. You can use this Pisces energy to trust that there is absolutely a place for you, that you're not left behind, you're not abandoned, you're not an orphan. You absolutely belong here, and part of what you're doing is grounding that in, perhaps for the first time in your soul's journey. I'm feeling very strongly that those of you who identify with these particular energies and roles, that you're going to feel a very important shift here as we move through this decade. And in fact, what I'm feeling is that so many light workers, starseed healers, energy guides, whatever you may call yourself, you're going to become the new leaders, and you're going to have the skills that are going to be desired even more as we move through this decade. Now, no offense to doctors and lawyers who are important and valuable, but they have been highly revered in professional settings for years. But this is a shift I'm feeling, that more of you who have different occupations, quote unquote, different occupations, you're going to start to be highly revered as we move through this decade. You're going to rise up in importance and be sought out. There's things that you're offering and bringing to the table that people are really on board with. They really want to experience it. They really want it as part of their lifestyle. I've mentioned before how I go to acupuncture regularly, and I know that so many of you do energy work regularly, and there's things that you've built into your lifestyle that support your energy. That's where this is going. That's why so many have had to leave behind things that you've outgrown so that you could step into this next role or this new line of service that's going to be desired and needed by millions of people as we progress forward. So understand that there is a place for you, even in these periods where it can feel unknown and not very steady. There is commitment required, fortitude, determination, and also trust. Trust during the lulls, trust during the transitions. And that just comes with the package of anything that we're moving through, especially something that is big in our lives. But so many of you are going to have payoffs. You're going to see the reward. You're going to be like, oh, I get it now. That's what this has been about. And that's also how the energy on the planet is significantly changing, because so many of you are stepping forward with what you're here to do, and there's going to be demand. So trust that for yourself, and also trust that you're right on time, wherever that may be, however that may be. And of course, I realize there's so many of you who are in jobs and occupations that work for you, and you don't plan on quitting or going into any kind of quote unquote healing role. And that's perfect too, because light workers and star seeds are needed in every industry. You're needed in all parts of this energy spectrum. You're needed all over the planet in various roles, environments, and situations. So it's the energy you bring into the space that matters. It's the energy you bring into the office that you bring to your desk. It's the energy you bring to the Zoom call that really counts. So don't expect yourself to quit a job that you love because you think you have to go into some kind of healing role. No, it's just being conscious of the energy you're bringing into the space and how it all works together. Creates this beautiful mosaic, this beautiful energy field that all serves a purpose and that's divinely in place because there is often something you are uniquely offering that you're bringing forward or you're putting into the space that really matters and helps to raise the vibration and the energy field in that environment. So trust that in yourself. And in fact, carry that intention. I feel like that's going to be a big theme here as Pluto moves forward to the final degrees of Capricorn, where we're going to see even more things changing over in the Capricorn areas of our lives and in the world. We're going to see even more significant transitions, endings, things crumbling, collapsing, falling apart. And there's going to be something about people already in alignment with their energy field that rises up. And I can't be really specific, of course, because that is individual to each of us. But when Pluto is at final degree points of an astrological sign, those are about significant endings and changes, and also looking at what you're ready to transmute and change that allows you to connect with more of your power. Power is a Pluto word. So ultimately, we're stepping into more of our power, even if it's messy and feels really uncomfortable, even scary at times, even things that bring up very big questions like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Am I crazy? But there's something stronger leading you forward. And this Pisces energy is reminding you of that and asking you to connect with spirit as needed. Now, as Mercury enters Pisces on March 9th, where it stays until March 27th, this is where our energy can feel quite nebulous. Mercury is in his fall in Pisces, which means he is not strong. It can feel like a Mercury retrograde. It can feel like there's more confusion. Did I hear that right? What did they say? Did I write down the correct details? This is not a Mercury that does well with focus, that misses things, that doesn't hear it all properly. And in fact, this is a Mercury that's actually out in the higher realms. And sometimes the words that are spoken are not even true. Not to say that people are intentional liars, but it could be easier to spot a white lie or something that isn't quite truthful. Like you just feel it. You feel like that seems a little bit off. Or is that the full story? Is there more information here that's being withheld? So this Mercury in Pisces wants us to ultimately take a break. Take a break from any mental spinning. You might find it harder to focus or get some things done. So work with that energy and adjust your expectations, meaning maybe you have to focus for 2 hours instead of 6 hours. It's those kinds of things that we start to notice that can show up. Mercury in Pisces looks for something expressive to do, something artistic, creative, great music, wonderful fun, something that is enjoyable that takes you out of the mundane life experiences. So the more you can integrate those energies into your life, the easier this will be to float through. It could be a very hard time to figure out a process. So what I mean by that is that with these four planets in Pisces, Mercury, Jupiter, Sun, Neptune, Pisces is the opposite of Virgo. Your Virgo planets or points could be struggling right now because Virgo wants a how. How am I going to do this? How is this going to come together? What is the process? How do I make this efficient? And those energies could be very hard to grasp at times. They could feel fleeting, like you've got one solution and then it dissolves and goes away and you're like, oh my gosh, now I have to figure this all out all over again. So this is where it could take more time to do certain tasks, more time to do anything with technology or anything that requires you to really focus. Now, yes, we do have three planets in Aquarius. So we have Mars, Venus, and Saturn in Aquarius. And these are energies that are good at bringing together a plan. But this is where you could see a solution, a path forward, something that would work, and then it could feel a little bit tricky to bring it together because there isn't a grounded energy. It's almost like everything is in the ethers. Everything's floating around. How do I catch this and hold on to it? Or maybe it feels like everything is like a hot air balloon floating away. How do I ground it? So there's a lot moving through us. There's also a lot of energy in the collective consciousness right now, both the collective consciousness and the collective unconsciousness. And that would be the strong energy in Aquarius and Pisces, which is looking at our united energy fields. And Aquarius is what we know. Pisces is what we don't know. Pisces can bring up the unconscious patterns that we've always accepted, we've always subscribed to, we've always believed. And I have an example for you right now that we have some big energies on the planet. And we know that there's a lot going on right now between Ukraine and Russia. And I know some of you have asked me to comment on that. And I have released in the Galactic Center channeled messages about those energies. And I have more messages coming through that I will release for you in the next week about this dynamic and what I'm receiving as messages from galactic guides. So I'm going to offer you that perspective. But in the meantime, you can self-evaluate where your energy is going and whether you are seeing others as victims in any way, whether you are feeling the lower vibrations for anyone at this time, you can raise that up and change that energy. So what I mean is that, yes, we're having a big mass exodus of Ukrainian citizens leaving their country. See them as powerful. See them as capable. See them as doing something that their soul signed up for, that they're ready for this transition, for this next step. They're ready for what they're embarking upon. That doesn't make it easy. That certainly doesn't make it something that we consciously desire at times. But this is where we change the unconscious programming. Don't see them as victims. See them as powerful individuals moving through a big life experience that can open them up to something even more, something even better. And that's part of what we learn on our spiritual path, is that we are powerful energy beings. We create our lives. We create the experiences we have in the higher realms. We understand what we're meant to move through in each lifetime when we take a body and come onto this planet. And then, of course, we forget it all or we think of it differently. But understand that every single soul on this planet is powerful. And how can you look at any of your own unconscious programming and make sure that you're sending light? You're sending empowerment. You're sending amazing synchronicities to those who need it right now. Lift the energy up here in the unconscious collective. Lift it up where we can see people as being in their power, even as they move through some very big situations and circumstances that can seem unfortunate at first or seem scary or dire. But that again is the lower programming. Lift it up, see it as something as, wow, this is a big lifetime for these individuals, for what they're moving through, and look at how they're able to do what they need to do in a powerful way. And I feel like this is something that's needed on the planet now. This is part of where we're clearing out those lower Age of Pisces energies, where we're also assessing it in ourselves. Send love, send blessings, send energy of light all around the globe. And when you do that, you can have an intentional focus, or you can just allow the energy to go where it's most needed. You can set that intention as well. So this is where we can really look at our unconscious programming, raise it up, switch it up, and see everyone as a powerful soul who can absolutely handle what they're going through. They can handle it because they're connected to source and spirit, and they can handle it because they're strong enough and a part of their soul knew that this was something they would experience in this lifetime. And when you do that with compassion and love, that changes the energy on this planet. So that's also how we're moving from this age of Pisces unconscious programming into the conscious collective energy of the age of Aquarius. And that's where we're understanding how every person has gifts, has sovereignty, has power, has choices that are traveling with them wherever they are at. And as we continue to approach the exact conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, which happens in the middle of April, these are the energies that can be flushed out and washed away even more when we intentionally do so. And this is also not about spiritually bypassing or sending any of that false love and light energy. This is very grounded, clear, pure energy. This is where you're really tapping into your belief system and understanding that the energy you're creating matters and the energy you're sending out to others matters. And that's something that we are practicing, that we are mastering, and that this could be a beautiful way to also apply that to yourself, to people in your own world, to your own family members or friends, your own partners, lovers, children, siblings, to see everyone as powerful. That changes the game. That changes how you view them, as well as what you may understand about their role in your life, as well as what they're learning in this lifetime. Now, with the strong Pisces energies, you can feel like you're floating on the ocean. And then there's days you could feel like you are sinking to the bottom of the ocean because Pisces is the ocean. So that would be something to navigate for yourself, to understand the flows that you're in, and to look at what tools you need in order to ensure that you can get back up to the surface on those days that you're feeling below the waves or that you're sinking. And part of the Pisces strength is that you're able to adapt. You're able to do what you need to do to change the energy and to look at what is flowing through you, what is washing through you, and to allow it to keep moving, to keep going so that you're not holding on to it and you're not personalizing it too much or taking it on too subjectively. So this is a beautiful time to work on our spiritual mastery, to look at what energies we are consciously and unconsciously co-creating, and to understand where we have even more light traveling with us than ever before. It's fair to say that all this Pisces energy can knock you off your rocker at times. It can feel like you don't have the energy for certain things. And that's because we can feel more dispersed. Like our energy is in other realms, in other timelines, in other places. And it might take grounding work to call your energy back, to really feel it return so that you can focus and get some things done, even so that you can just take care of yourself as we move through these very big waves. Now, next week, we'll talk more about the March 18th full moon in Virgo, which has some very big energies, including an Earth grand trine that is connected to that moon in Virgo. So it's a fast moving Earth grand trine, but it could help with the changes you're ready to make and take on next. Then we're also going to have next week the sun entering Aries on March 20th, which will shift the energy as well because we don't have a lot of fire going on right now. We only have Chiron in Aries, but we're going to see the sun enter Aries. And then in May, Jupiter enters Aries. So these are all hallmarks of the new beginnings, the new starts that we're ready to take. And they're going to happen in some kind of sequence. There's some kind of sequential unfolding of energies here that are going to show you next steps in a way that you can handle it. At least that's what I feel. So we'll see how that goes. And we will, of course, talk about that more on next Wednesday's show. There will not be an episode next Monday as I will be traveling, and that would be the March 14th show. So I'll be back on Wednesday for another podcast episode. But in the meantime, I want to give you a heads up that I have a brand new astrology book coming out in May. It's called Awakening Astrology: 5 Key Planetary Energies for Personal Transformation. And this book is more of a deep dive into the 5 personal planets in your chart including some new things that I've never discussed publicly. I've kept my big mouth shut about some of these understandings that you can discover in your astrology chart. And this book explains them to you. I'm super excited about this because I hope it gives you new insights into the energy of your chart, especially through those five personal planets. Now, we know that the sun and the moon are really luminaries. They're not planets, but for the sake of conversation, we just call them part of the personal planets. So the book covers sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars energies, and a deeper look into the energetic imprints of each one. So I'm excited to talk about this more, but I wanted to give you a heads up that that book is coming out May 24th, and I'll be doing a workshop about it beforehand. So I'll keep you posted on that, but just wanted to let you know that this is a book that I feel can show you new layers of energies in your astrology chart and how to work with them. So it will be fun to go into that even more as we move throughout this year. You can pre-order the book now. And in fact, you can get 2 free chapters now on my publisher's website. So I will put that link below if you want to check it out. And of course, I'll give you more information and details as it gets close to being released. In the meantime, I wish you a beautiful Pisces journey as we continue through these energies and continue to trust that our soul is guiding us beautifully, that there are wonderful things we're opening up to for the first time in our soul's journeys, that we're clearing out and letting go of some significant energies, and that we're allowed to loosen, soften, be kinder to ourselves, and allow us to also receive more love from spirit. And that is something that I'm feeling very strongly right now. And that feels like a good final message to leave you with, is that the more that you're opening up to your own connection with the divine, you're going to feel that energy come in and come forward. And it's important to ask for it. Ask to receive these downloads as you sleep. Ask to receive while you're driving in the car, going to the grocery store, going about your life. Ask to receive these downloads, because chances are that you'll feel them strongly, as these Pisces energies want us to feel loved, accepted, and seen, especially on this very wild human journey. So thank you so much for being with me here today. I'll see you back for next Wednesday's podcast episode. In the meantime, I will be releasing a new YouTube video for you on Friday. So please check that out, and please check out all of the videos I have for you over on my YouTube playlist. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, where you'll find all of my astrological courses and programs, as well as more of my online business development programs to help you with anything you're embarking upon or starting out on, especially in the online space. As always, wishing you a beautiful day ahead, wishing you strengthening of your light body, and thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you back here really soon.